We came to Wollongong City, as far as I know, because my father had a job in Manchester. They came from the Manchester area, and he had a job which entailed him working in the City of London. And so they decided that they would come and look for a house here. And so it went on from there. I was born in December 1929, and there was just my sister, who was older than me, and myself, and my mother and father. We lived in Athelston Walk, which was one of the concrete houses off Broadwater Road, as was then. And we had a very nice garden with it, and it was a little cul-de-sac. And we knew everybody who was in that cul-de-sac, and we knew their names, we knew their children's names, we just knew everybody, because it was more like a village then. My sister was 3.5 years older than me, so she was at school soon after she came to stay in Wollongong City, and I grew up here. Oh, what can I say about it? I was delivered, so I'm told, by Dr. Dick, who was a very famous doctor in Wollongong City. Everybody knew him, and he knew everybody. And he was very, very nice bedside manner. And he was my deliverer, as it were. That was in Athelston Walk. I didn't go into hospital. My mother had a home confinement. And so I grew up there until in 1938 we moved to the other side of the railway. The railway rather bisected Wollongong City, and it was nice to live on the good side, as it were, and nobody liked to live on the other side. So we were on the other side. So I think from the matter of schools and things that we moved. And I think we moved at a time when my sister was just about to start secondary school, and she went to Hitchin Girls' School. And when my turn came, then I had to go to Hitchin Girls as well, because she had been. What can I say about? We just lived a very, very uncluttered sort of life. We played a lot on the railway embankment, which seems terribly dangerous now, but we used to make dens and things. And all the children from all around would all come and play with us. And I think there was some swings and a little roundabout that we went on. Because I remember losing a tooth. Something smashed into my mouth and I lost a milk tooth. The second tooth has always grown a bit crooked, which reminds me of those days. I went to Ludwig School and then to Pear Tree School. And then when we moved over here in 1938, I went to Parkway School. And it was always known that I would go on to Hitchin Girls.